This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the second hour of the program with you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Melanie.
We were talking, for those of you just tuning in the last hour, about Visa. The credit card company is offering up to $500,000 in $10,000 payouts to restaurants and cafes or food trucks who commit to going cashless through Visa's Cashless Challenge. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here and why it's not a good thing. But first, we've got Libertarian Banker on the line. He's calling from somewhere in the United States. And you were just kind of exploring the idea of credit cards and debit cards and how the fees work and kind of giving some people some insider knowledge.
Well, yeah, but and you mentioned the cashless society there, and I think it's more of a cash grab than a cashless society. You know, I mean, they make a ton of money off of these credit card processing fees.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people don't understand that you know, it's very confusing, and it's almost like they make it that way. You know, and it's a risk-based pricing model, so depending on how much, you know, information you enter on the transaction, you know, the less money you're going to pay for that transaction, because the less of a risk it is to Visa or whatever to process it because of consumer chargebacks and people, you know, claiming that their credit card was used fraudulently. And that's a huge problem in the industry.
Okay, you know, so that's interesting because I didn't know that as somebody who doesn't take credit cards in a, you know, point of sale location, but we do take them over the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. When we signed up for that through, I think it was authorized.net as our merchant provider or gateway or whatever you call it, they pretty much only have one plan, and that's, you know, 2.9% and, you know, Visa, MasterCard, and I think they might have added American Express later, but that's it, and you don't get any options.
Well, man, you need to shop that. There's a ton of competition out there for processing, and there's three different pricing models. I won't bore you with the details, but the best one is called Interchange Plus Pricing. So just look for that, and you'll get one of the best deals. It's like they're charging you cost plus a certain percentage. And there's, you know, obviously going to be a contract you'll sign, but if you get a good enough deal, it's worth it. But anyway, you know, a lot of people don't understand that the card that you use, too. So what I tell people is, you know, if you support local businesses or you want, you care about the person that you're giving money to, you want them to succeed, use a debit card. Use like your bank debit card rather than a rewards card, because the business always pays for those rewards. So I always, when I'm talking at a local business or supporting somebody that I like, you know, I always use the debit card.
Yeah, but isn't there, is there really a discrepancy as far as, like, as I understand it, maybe, again, it has to do with the different plans you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
there's four or five pricing models. You're on probably six pricing is what you're on.
I wasn't paying different for debit cards when I was taking through PayPal,
right,
who I dropped, because they wanted me to sign that clause that said I wouldn't say that cash or anything else was better.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they wanted
the book on pricing is literally like 500 pages thick. I mean, if you wanted to look at the pricing, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is there are some credit card processors or card processors who will give you a break if customers pay with debit cards out there?
Yes, and Heartland is one that I recommend to everybody. It's a great company. If you have credit card processing, look at Heartland. They're really good pricing.
All right.
But anyway,
thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Let's close out with this here. That there is absolutely no competition in payment. They say that there is, you know, Visa, MasterCard, whatever. That's not competition. That's your piece of plastic in your wallet. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and other payment methods, in my opinion, are the wave of the future. Some of these payment apps that are coming out, like Venmo and some of them that make it really kind of cool and fun to pay money to your friends or to other businesses, I think those are going to be the way to go. So, you know, just wanted to close with that.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the advice, the suggestions, the info. Thanks, Libertarian Banker. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you want. We're kind of just scratching the surface of this story here, where Visa is offering $500,000 in a giveaway to 50 small business restaurants, cafes, or food trucks who commit to going cashless, which I think is a crazy idea. Just not because I really care about cash so much, but just because as somebody who knows customer service, you want to be able to take what the customer wants to pay with, ideally.
Especially in restaurants, a lot of people are going to want to pay in cash. I would not want to have to hire waiters. Hey, by the way, we don't take cash.
Yeah, that's hard.
And cash still is the most anonymous form of payment.
Cash is king.
That exists. I mean, even with Bitcoin and whatever else, Bitcoin isn't really all that anonymous.
Bitcoin's a public ledger.
Right. So if you, I mean, there's certain things that people might only want to pay in cash for.
That's not usually true.
Lunch, but, you know.
Right. So many vendors have already made the switch, they claim, to cashless payments only. Sweet Green and some restaurants under Danny Meyer's Union Square Hospitality Group in particular don't accept cash. They do accept credit and debit cards, Apple Pay, and other forms of mobile payments. Digital payments have the potential, they say, to revolutionize businesses through the world, in the developing world in particular, where financial systems aren't as rigidly in place. New technology is catching on faster. Going fully cashless, though, comes with concerns that low-income people who are more likely relying on cash are then excluded as customers. Also, more privacy-conscious customers are being excluded in that particular case. In this particular project, Visa is focusing on small business owners in the United States, and their claim here, according to Mashable, is that it seems like an easy way for small businesses to nab $10,000 unless your customers pay in cash every day. And I don't know how easy it'll be because, again, who knows how many businesses will actually enter into this. Maybe your odds will be pretty good of winning. I don't know what a realistic conversion rate is.
Even if it was a guarantee, even if it was like, we will give you 10 grand, I mean, that's a really poor time preference, in my opinion, because throughout, unless you're, like, getting ready to retire next year or something, throughout the life of your business,
you're gonna bring in
there's
going to
be a lot of people who are going to want to pay in cash, and now you can't do that, depending on what the terms of the contract actually are. It just seems like a really horrible idea.
It does. And, you know, again, then that just means Visa and MasterCard are going to make more money because, as the banker had pointed out there, they're charging 3% on the back end in a lot of cases, which is coming out of the business owner's pocket. Whereas with Bitcoin or Dash or some of the cryptocurrencies, the fee, if there is a fee, is being paid by the sender. So the sender pays a fee on top of the total, which with Bitcoin it used to be very low. Now the fees are a little bit higher, unfortunately, due to some growing pains that the Bitcoin network is experiencing. We talked about that in detail last night.
Aren't they back under a dollar, though?
It depends. So I would say depending on the wallet that you use, you can find wallets like the Blockchain.info wallet and Airbits that are recommending low fees. Unfortunately, Jax does not appear to have fixed their fees at this time, and I'm sad to have to relay that news, but they have yet to to remedy that issue. So you want to check your wallet and see what they're recommending. I just checked Jax today, and they were recommending for the low fee selection about a dollar compared to Blockchain, which was recommending like 13 cents for its regular fee. So there's a big discrepancy there.
Right, yeah, so 13 cents, unless you're doing really small transactions, is still pretty decent percentage-wise.
It's not bad. It's not as good as 1 cent, which is what it had been, you know, a couple years ago. But it's certainly better than $1.30.
Right, but I didn't have any expectations that it was going to stay at one to 3 cents, which is what it was at when I came up here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just seemed artificially low. Or not artificially low, because it's not regulated, but kind of not sustainable.
Unbelievably low.
Unsustainably low.
I see where you're coming from there, but on the other hand, I mean, for the longest time, fees were, you know, 2 cents was a high fee for Bitcoin, and technically there's no reason why it couldn't get back there. The only problem is that the Bitcoin network is full. That's what the growing pains are that Bitcoin has been experiencing. It's just so popular that the network has run out of capacity, and they need to do something to fix that, which hopefully they're going to be rolling out over the next couple of weeks, and we've been following that closely here on Free Talk Live. Your comments on the cashless society, the push being made by Visa to bring businesses under the cashless label. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think it's a terrible idea to stop taking cash. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733 and Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. You can go there to learn about Bitcoin, why it is an amazing technology that really has taken the world by storm, become the world's most valuable currency, and just keeps getting more interesting. You go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. Or if you're old school with Bitcoin, you know a thing or two about it, then you might want to go learn the latest news in the Bitcoin world. You can get that at news.bitcoin.com. You can play games with your Bitcoin. You can connect with other Bitcoiners on their forum. All of it over at Bitcoin.com. It's open. It's free. You can enjoy and learn over at Bitcoin.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. And that's not to say that, you know, Bitcoin is in any time soon going to supplant cash. But it is, I think, a much better choice than Visa, because when you use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or some of the others, there is a fee involved, yes, but the fee is much smaller generally than the Visa fees. It's certainly much smaller at the higher dollar levels with Bitcoin. Bitcoin fees are one of the issues that has been plaguing it recently. But even so, in most transactions, Bitcoin's going to be cheaper than Visa. And most importantly, the merchant receives 100% of the sale. So even if the fee is a little high for Bitcoin, as we've seen with some of the problems it's been having with its growing pains, it's still the merchant's getting the full amount of the sale, unlike with a credit card where the merchant is paying out up. So if you're buying a dollar soda down at the local corner shop here in Keene, and if you're paying with a credit card, presuming they even accept a credit card for a dollar-level sale, because some businesses don't, then they're going to be paying 3 cents to the credit card company for that, maybe plus 10 cents, because sometimes there's a per transaction fee. I mean, again, it depends on what their deal is, but there's a chunk of that transaction that's going to go to the credit card company, whereas if they're receiving Bitcoin from somebody, they get a dollar's worth of Bitcoin. It's very simple, and it makes it a lot better for the business owner, because that's more money that they can keep in their pocket. That's more money that they can put back into their business, that they can use for a vacation to give their employees a raise or give themselves a raise or whatever. That's more money that stays circulating in the local economy if people keep using their Bitcoin locally. So I think that there's a lot of reasons why if business owners are looking at a change to how they accept or what types of currencies they accept as payments, rather than getting rid of something, which is what Visa is advocating they do when it comes to cash, I would say they should add, business owners really ought to consider adding cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and or Dash, or, you know, again, there's dozens of choices, but Bitcoin is really the only one right now that has a real point-of-sale solution. It's the company BitPay that is offering that. Hopefully, we're going to be able to announce soon on Free Talk Live that BitPay is going to have some competition, and that competition may be coming from right here in New Hampshire, being created by a former co-host of this radio program, which could be very, very exciting. So that is hopefully around the corner, and I think that's what business owners really ought to be thinking about is, you know, am I taking cryptocurrency? If not, why not? What's the reason why you aren't yet doing it? Maybe it's because customers aren't asking, in which case that makes sense. In which case, it's really the Bitcoiners out there, the folks who are advocates of cryptocurrency, they need to get out there and start asking about it. They need to, when they are going up to a cash register somewhere, just ask the question, hey, do you guys take Bitcoin yet? 99.9% of the time, the answer is probably going to be no. But sometimes the answer might be no, but I've heard about that, and I'd like to learn more about it. Or, you know, maybe it'll just plant the seed to where the next time somebody says something about Bitcoin, then they might remember, oh, yeah, somebody else asked me about that. And one of the things that we've seen happening here in New Hampshire, and I talked about this with Joel Valenzuela from Dash Force News the other day on a podcast that he did, where, you know, we got into detail about what it's like to kind of spread cryptocurrency to business owners. It definitely helps when you have more than one person who's willing to say something to a business owner. Because if the business owner has heard it more than once from more than one customer that they want them to accept cryptocurrency, that's going to make it much more likely that they're going to take it seriously.
And maybe if it's not a recognized activist, if it's not like
maybe.
You going in every time, maybe that would help.
For sure. And it's not just me, thank goodness, because here in New Hampshire, we've got a large cryptocurrency population, if you will, fanatics that are out there. In the Keene area, we've had such success that we've been able to make Keene, which is the city in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, the most Bitcoin-accepting city as far as businesses per capita are concerned in the entire world that I can tell. Because San Francisco is supposedly number one, but we beat them by a factor of like four as far as Bitcoin businesses per capita. And that's just because we've got a core group, not a large group, but a core group of maybe 5 to 10 real good Bitcoin advocates. Probably only about, you know, a quarter of them are doing it regularly, but irregularly still counts. Even if you're out there just every now and then remembering to ask about cryptocurrency, you're going to make an impact. You're going to make an impression on that business owner. And I don't know, I mean, Melanie, maybe there are some business owners who don't care about what Ian Freeman has to say. I'm sure that's true.
Well, no, I'm not, not as an attack on you, but as, oh, it's the person who promotes Bitcoin telling me I should take Bitcoin.
Right.
Whereas if it's just, as far as they know, some random customer,
correct.
That kind helps. Of carries more weight.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And, of course, they're not really random customers. They're the local Bitcoiners who are very active.
Right, but they don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
not on the news or anything.
Yeah. Right. So I think that, you know, the more people that we can get here to New Hampshire to deliberately do these kinds of outreach projects to local business owners, the more successful that we're going to be at getting them to take it. Because eventually it'll be a monkey see, monkey do kind of thing, where if a business owner in a certain category, let's say restaurants, sees that other business owners in town are starting to accept this thing, that will also put pressure on them to, maybe I don't want to let Johnny across the street beat me to the punch. I want to go ahead and start accepting this now. But we don't have enough, I don't think we have enough economic strength to really make that happen. We're still at the very threshold of seeing real businesses, mom and pop businesses in real life accepting cryptocurrency. It's brand new. It's barely penetrated into the brick and mortar marketplace. And one of the problems is there's no real incentive structure to encourage salespeople to do it. So I do it, but that's because it's part of my church mission to spread Bitcoin. Here's the Shire Free Church. It's one of the things that we do. We take it's a nonprofit thing to bring in money from Bitcoin vending machines and reinvest that into the local community to promote Bitcoin, to promote cryptocurrency as a solution to achieving more peace in our lifetime. And so I do it for that reason. But, you know, if you really want to spread a concept, if you want to spread a new business idea, then it helps to have a compensation package that's built in. And BitPay doesn't have that. So there's no incentive. Nobody can go and, like, be the BitPay salesperson to go door-to-door downtown, you know, knocking on doors and talking to managers and talking to business owners. There's no payout for that. There's no compensation. So they're limited in the amount of recruiting that they can do. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, you can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dialed toll free to join us on the radio waves here if you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
Let's go to Skype, where David is on the line. David, where are you calling from tonight? David in Skype land, going once.
David, yep, I'm sorry.
Hey, we have you.
I'm Riley in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was calling, I guess, about a few calls in the past week, and then there was a discussion on the AMP page about Tom from New Hampshire. I guess he's what you would call a chronic caller, and he called in about a week ago talking about that police person that got shot down in New York City, I guess, while they were sitting in their car, right? And I believe it was you and Mark on at the time, and you were like, not really saying that he was a bad person, but, using words that would connotate like he's a bad person. But
you mean that Tom is a bad person for advocating the shooting of cops just sort of in the streets?
Well, I mean, some might call it self-defense, but that's here nor there. But where I was going,
would you call it self-defense?
It depends. I mean, quite possibly. I mean, they're different than anybody else. Badges don't grant rights, right?
Sure. So, do you have a right to just go up and pop a cap in anybody else?
Absolutely not. But you know, that's
you
that's
do
not my point.
If they're actively and ongoing aggressing against you.
Mm-hmm. So if a cop's just standing on the corner looking around, is that actively ongoing aggressing against you?
If nothing else, they are committing assaults. They are never not committing assaults.
I went too far, but Melanie, I'm halfway there with you. My point is that later on the same show, there was a cop. I guess he's also what you would call a chronic caller. And, you know, everybody that was on the panel did everything but trip over themselves to lick the boots of this guy, like, saying there should be more cops like him. Even as he was saying he would forcibly take the guns that you have admitted to have, right? He said.
You mean the same cop that called in tonight to say that he actually thought about it and he wouldn't?
Oh, really? He did that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is excellent news, right?
Yeah.
And he should really talk to his buddies on the porch like that and right before he quits, right? You know, because I don't know.
But that's where I disagree with you. I mean, we're not going to lick boots on Free Talk Live, but if a cop comes on the air and says he's going to look the other way if he, you know, pulls over some teenager who's got a joint in the ashtray and he's not going to do anything about it, I'm going to say thanks for that because
right,
he could have arrested
that's
him.
That's not really particularly commendable. You're granting a higher level of deference to people with badges. If a regular person came to you and said, I didn't kidnap anybody today. You wouldn't be like,
I get
oh
what
my
you're
God,
saying.
Thank you.
I get that. We're talking about baby steps here, Melanie. You can't expect people who are basically status to all of a sudden, you know, wake up and, you know, smell the truth about freedom and all of a sudden become the most principled libertarian. It might have taken you a little bit of time to go from whatever your original belief system was to whatever you believe right now.
No, it took me 6 years from libertarian to anarchist.
Okay, then. Okay, so give these guys a break. I mean, they didn't start in the same place that you did, necessarily. They're even more probably inculcated than the average person. I think it's important to show somebody that, hey, let them know when they're doing a less bad thing, or preferably when they're doing the right thing, because it's possible for them to do those things. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you said he was good because he looked the other way. He might would look the other way if he pulled somebody and saw they had, you know, a bag of, you know, weed or whatever.
Sure, underage drinking or, you know, running through a stop
sign. That was only after he threatened to kill the guy, right? So he threw on the blue lights to pull over or I will kill you lights.
Oh,
right?
I know. There's no excuse for, you know, that kind of behavior. I agree with you.
Absolutely.
But I'd rather have a cop, if I'm going to, you know, if I get to choose, and I don't, but if I got to choose, you know, between a total militaristic police force and a police force that is not so militaristic, I'm going to choose the not so militaristic one. I'm going to choose the one where, you know, they're not treating people like total garbage every single time, every encounter. And, you know, that's just because I'm willing to take baby steps in the right direction.
Well, and I kind of more or less agree with that strategy. That doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not they're valid targets under the NAP. So
the
if
non-aggression
you
principle?
Right. So if you have a cop who's willing to have a discussion with you, absolutely have that discussion. That's not necessarily where I focus my efforts for multiple reasons.
Well, you can't have a discussion with a cop if you've already blasted his head off with a shotgun.
Right, here's the thing, though.
With you, Melanie. I see where you're going. But you know what, Melanie, ultimately you only have to follow them around for a few minutes on average, probably, before they're already aggressing on somebody.
Right,
as soon as they say no thank you. Fair game.
And that's a practical strategy, and that you know,
wait,
is
what's
valid.
A practical strategy to follow a cop around and commit?
It's not practical
acts of violence.
It is practical to do it, but that's a strategic position.
That's if you want to start a war.
Right.
That would be a strategic position if you want to start a war.
It's not a good strategy.
Okay. Good. At least we can agree on that.
Whether or not something violates the NAP has nothing to do with either whether it's a good idea or whether it's a good thing to do. Shooting heroin does not violate the NAP, and I'm not going to sit here and say that it does for PR purposes, but you know what? It's a bad idea, and you shouldn't do it, and it's horrible strategy for your life, and you might die. Kind of all the same things that are true of shooting cops. You shouldn't
there
shoot
you
cops for the same reason you shouldn't shoot heroin, but neither one is a NAP violation.
All right, I follow you there.
Right. And, you know, just to get back to the the rest of the point, I just don't understand why there's almost this borderline hostility toward Tom for suggesting that maybe people could defend themselves, right?
But that's not, self-defense.
It is self-defense.
It's not. It's not self-defense if you're not being attacked.
Okay, so if you're a slave in some country or in America in the past and your slave master is asleep in his car or in his bed or wherever, you can't off the guy?
Well, what would the point of that be?
Because then you can walk away.
Why don't you just walk away if he's already asleep?
Okay, because then he's going to wake up and come find you.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're living in a place where slavery is legal, kind of like how being a cop is legal here. So you have to commit. You have to find him in an act of visible aggression. You can't off him when he's sleeping.
I think that, I get where you're coming from there, and I think that you're the one who has to make that choice morally, and I don't think that if you're not being physically attacked,
but that's not okay. That's morally is a higher standard than that violation.
Yeah, I have higher standards than the non-aggression principle.
I don't think it's a good idea. I do not think that it's a good idea in this country, at least, to go around shooting cops. That's premature, if nothing else.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to say something's immoral for other reasons, I might say that shooting heroin is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're having a philosophical discussion about what the NAP does and does not say, that is an entirely
different
issue.
That's not what we're
having
a discussion about. I don't care about what the non-aggression principle says. I get the non-aggression principle.
But something can be self-defense and also heinously immoral.
Okay.
Because
I could see that.
Because all self-defense is not equal.
Yep.
Killing cops is self-defense, though. Whether or not
you
think it's moral.
It's
no,
not
always.
Always. No, it's not. That's
because
where that's our fundamental disagreement
here. They're
always
a consistent aggressor.
They are a consistent aggressor, but not all the time. Not if they're eating lunch in their cruiser. They're not aggressing against anyone.
So you don't think if you commit a crime in front of him, he's not going to arrest you?
It depends. I've committed crimes in front of cops before. I did jaywalking right behind one of the Keene police before. He didn't do anything about it.
Okay, you think if you walk up to a cop in a cruiser who's eating a sandwich and light a joint and stick a needle in your arm, they're not going to get out and arrest you? They might not care about the $20 jaywalking toy.
I have,
okay?
I have smoked joints. I have had open containers
in
Keene, New Hampshire, in front of the police, and they did absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, in Keene.
We used to have nightcaps here, where the cops would cruise around Central Square. This is back when Pete Nademo from Cop Lock were living here. And every night we were out there basically just having a party with open alcohol. The cops would drive by. We would raise our beers just to make sure they could be able to see them and call out, KPD! And they'd do nothing. It was great.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't gonna save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can subscribe to the Free Talk Live weekly email newsletters, and you can easily do that right there on the front page of our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll see our email sign-up box there, right there at the front, top, middle section of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com, get signed up for that, and you can get the latest on what's happening with the show in your inbox at least once a week. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Was there more to say, Melanie, about the idea that people who kill cops are somehow defending themselves against them?
Okay, so if you communicate to somebody, if somebody pulls a gun on you and says that they're going to kill you, you don't have to wait for them to actually pull
that's
the trigger.
True. That's true. That's an active threat.
That's a threat.
Yeah.
If they pull out a gun and say, I'm going to kill you unless you give me your wallet, that is a conditional
threat. Yeah.
So, and it doesn't matter if they say it in English or if they communicate using some other form. If there was some gang who went around and they used a particular symbol to communicate, I'm going to kill you unless you give me your
wallet. Turning on lights.
Turning on lights or putting on a badge or wearing a particular uniform, that's still a threat. It might be at best, if you have a police department without corruption, which I understand, you know, maybe
impossible.
A lot of them are that way.
They're all corrupt at some level, I'm sure.
Oh, right, but they're not all planting drugs on you necessarily.
True.
Like,
that's true.
At that level.
I've been arrested multiple times and no one's ever planted drugs on me.
Or any other kind of lying about, kind of, there are police departments that are more like chaotic evil and they'll just do anything they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And there are police departments that are more lawful evil where if you are breaking the law, they will arrest you.
Yeah.
With the latter, at least you can kind of plan for that. They're still both evil, though. So,
but I get what you're saying. When a cop pulls you over, there's a threat of death right there.
Right, and I think that one's clear. Pull over to the side of the road, or I will kill you. I think that is clearly communicated. If they put on a badge, put on a uniform, or in any other way communicate to you that they are a cop, that is a form of communication that is a conditional threat at best. So,
well, the threat there is if you do something and I see you do it, if it's illegal, then I will aggress against you. That's what
right.
that threat is.
So that's a threat. So if I can't walk across the street and be like, hey, so if I see you smoke a joint, I am going to beat you to the ground, tie you up, put you in the back of my car, and
right,
then lock you
out
of my basement for 6 months.
Yeah.
But if I was to say that, that would be a threat and they would have every right to respond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Putting on a badge communicates the same exact message.
I get what you're saying, Melanie, but isn't this a pointless discussion? Because at the same time, even though while you're sort of doing this intellectual masturbation or whatever you want to call it, of in theory what you could do, you've already admitted that it's a bad plan. That killing the police, even though they might actually be a constant threat to you, is not a practical thing to do.
I think it's entirely relevant, because if you're going to try to sell the NAP to people, which is
the non-aggression principle.
Right, which is what I think we're doing here, then you need to be clear about what that is. I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, drugs and everything else, most of which of those are a bad idea. But we're against the war on drugs because...
But there's a difference between being clear on what the non-aggression principle is and how it should apply across the board, and at the same time sounding like you're advocating the killing of police. Like... You're not doing that because you're making it clear that this is a bad idea. The things I, Melanie, am talking about is not something that I recommend anybody do. You've made that pretty clear. But Tom, who is our caller that the last guy was referring to, David was referring to a guy named Tom who calls the show fairly regularly, probably at least once a week. And he's frequently just lauding the people who kill the cops. And he's not going to go out and do it himself, but he just loves to relish in it whenever it happens, as though, you know, it's like the first step towards some sort of revolution that's going to overthrow the violent state. And I just don't agree that it's going to do those things.
Right, and I don't think we're there yet. I think that is going to be at some point 500 years from now a necessary step, because I don't think they're going
to
give it
fight,
up.
To actually fight the state.
Yeah, because I don't think that they're going to give it up. If they do, I hope I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but I don't see that. I don't see Janet Yellen being like, okay, you win, I'll go home now. So it's easy for me to sit here, you know, in Keene, New Hampshire, living in Manchester, New Hampshire, and being like, I'm not angry at the cops every day, but I know good and well that there is a point in my life where I was, mm-hmm. and I do think it's just as different people are going to be converted by different things, and it's just as important to talk about this as it is, you know, drugs and
I think it's important to talk about the principle. I agree with you there, but again, you can talk about the principle without advocating for killing police.
Sure,
you're not advocating that, but there are people who either advocate it outright or who kind of beat around the bush as much as they possibly can about it, and that's just not something, as you pointed out, that is practical. And I don't necessarily agree that, you know, in 500 years or 50 years or whatever it is that you think that there's going to be this conflict between people and the state. Now, you said you would like to see that could be avoided, and I think that ultimately it has to be, because if you don't convince people about the non-aggression principle, if you don't convince them why liberty and peace matters, you know, why these things are important and that people ought to do something about them, if you haven't changed people's minds,
right,
then
it's completely useless. But
well,
if
right,
that
because,
is the...
because if you could eliminate the state without having changed people's minds through violence, so if you know, tomorrow a war starts, or, you know, 20 years, some war starts between people who believe in freedom and people who believe in the state, and the people who believe in freedom become victorious by whatever chance that they actually, you know, defeat all the Bearcats and the, you know, the military people and the cops and all of them, and they've completely become victorious, they've got a bunch of dead bodies on their hands, then it's, you know, the state hasn't really been destroyed because it's an idea. The
right.
idea
and,
of the
and,
state
and
is the problem.
Getting the message out and convincing people of it is the biggest, most important, and first step. And you definitely need to do that. Otherwise, any war you happen to win is going to be completely
futile.
A waste of time.
Yeah. All
but
right. We agree there.
We're not going to ever convince 100.00% of
no,
people.
You
so
don't
if
have
we,
to.
So if we convince 99.99% of people...
You're not even going to do that.
Then there's still the 100 people who have the drones and the Bearcats and over in Boston.
You
the
don't need 99%
of people. And they're still trying to pull you over.
Yeah.
Then
well, that's
at
unrealistic.
That point, you take care of that.
I get what you're saying there, because at that point, they would be acting like a criminal gang because they wouldn't have legitimacy. The difference between the government and your typical criminal gang is the government has people fooled into believing that it's something besides a criminal gang. And so if you can get to the point where enough people in society no longer recognize the state, you don't need 99% for this. You know, you might not even need a majority for it. If you have a majority, that certainly is helpful, but you might not even need that. If you have a minority of people who's willing to just kind of throw themselves into the gears of the system to refuse to take a plea deal, to refuse to obey, to refuse to get a license from the state, to refuse to be regulated, to refuse to pay taxes, you know, to non-cooperate, essentially, the entire system will grind to a halt because they need your consent. They need, at some level, even though they don't actually let you revoke your consent.
Well, governments that are good at it need your consent. So in the states, most people walk around thinking that paying taxes is a good thing and that the government is generally good and maybe it messes up here and there, but it's generally a good thing. They also have governments, though, where people don't feel that way, or at least about that specific government, they're probably still statists,
right?
You know, realistically. And so those governments use massive amounts of
force.
And you don't need a majority to have massive amounts of force be effective. You just need better tech or better training or mostly better tech. So
yeah, but if the people that you're trying to use the force on don't care and they're willing to, you know, suffer some loss in order to achieve more freedom in the future, then that, again, it really deflates the
right,
power.
Right, but so
of the
when it gets to that point, you kind of have two options: sit there and take it or fight back. So if we, you know, succeed in the education portion of, you know, this, and most people agree with us, I don't think that the Federal Reserve Board is going to be like, okay, you win, and go get actual jobs.
But it won't
matter.
They're
not going to give that up, so we're going to have to take care of them. I don't see a way around that.
You can just ignore the Federal Reserve. I mean, the Federal Reserve is, you know, completely impotent if people switch to other currencies like Bitcoin or Dash.
Okay, but then there's going to be holdouts. There's going to be people who are going to be like, I'm still a cop. I'm still the governor. I'm still this military, whatever, and they are going to shoot at you.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. I just believe that peace is the way, if that's the goal that you want to achieve, and that ultimately, if you try to achieve it through violence, you will debase your end game. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they've already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.